preventing the growth of certain pathogens in almonds. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. We're at the Almond Industry Conference. We're having a conversation with Brendan O'Donnell, Global Category Director for Nut Crops, with Tom Ross Sorting. He spoke about something very important to keep almonds from being rejected at the export market.
Patrick, in this case, we're talking mostly about aflatoxin. Aflatoxin is extremely difficult to control because you can't see it, you can't taste it. Now, it's caused by an aspergillus mold. So by controlling the mold, you can control the aflatoxin.
And growers can control the mold by not stressing the trees with irrigation, keeping a navel orange worm under control because aflatoxin is associated with its damage. And of course, processors should keep the harvested nuts cool and dry at all times. So Brendan, Tomra has a line in their sorting system that can actually detect aflatoxin and kick it out of the flow, huh?
Is it Tomra is the world's largest optical sorting company. When it comes to nuts and almonds, we have one specific type of machine that is built to find aflatoxin. It is able to force this aflatoxin to fluoresce. So where you normally wouldn't be able to see it, this machine can see it. And we use a range of different lasers that have different wavelengths that force that aflatoxin to fluoresce. And when you can see it, you can reject it. And this is absolutely critical to a processor's operation.
And this could prevent containers full of almonds that could be rejected prior to importation into foreign countries. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.